listening to the AHGB podcast, practical know-how to help your farm business. I'm Sarah Meesom. Welcome to our first Beef and Lamb podcast, which focuses purely on how the coronavirus outbreak is affecting the beef and lamb marketplace and prices. I'm here with Duncan Wyatt, who is our lead analyst for red meat in our market intelligence team. Duncan will discuss the impact which the coronavirus outbreak has had so far on the beef and lamb markets, both domestically and globally. We will also hear about the change in demand, market requirements, and what effect this is all having on our exports. Duncan, hi. Firstly, can you tell us a bit about what is happening in the beef and lamb marketplace right now?
Hi, Sarah. So I think the first thing to say before we get into any of this is that the situation seems to be kind of changing on a daily basis or a weekly basis. And so we're also find ourselves in a little bit of an odd situation where we don't have that much data coming in yet because everything's changing so quickly. And so a lot of what we're going to talk about is based on anecdotal information, and some of it's based on kind of real prices that we've been collecting as well. So when it comes to beef and lamb, the two markets have had kind of slightly different reactions to the coronavirus, and that partly because lamb is kind of much more dependent on exports than beef is. We're kind of more of an importer of beef, and also each of those two meats behave slightly differently in retail compared to food service. So overall, obviously, what's happened is food service demand has dropped off quite dramatically, and retail demand has jumped up by a lot as well. Anything between 30 and 50% extra retail demand, it sounds like. Those two things don't quite balance each other out, and what that means is actually in the short term, you'd expect overall demand's probably a little bit higher than usual, but that's all come out of stock. So it's come out of processor stocks and it's come out of retailer stocks as well. And so as the market kind of settles down, if that's the right word, and we get back towards what might be kind of a new normal, then we probably might expect demand to be a little bit lower overall. And that's just because people are staying at home. People tend to eat less when they're at home. And there's a bit less food wastage probably in the home as well, as people kind of are able to make particular dishes last longer and go further. But in the meantime, what we're seeing a lot of is people have bought a lot of mince for freezing, beef mince, and that's what's really been in short supply. And supermarkets have kind of, you know, they're looking at their stocks and saying, well, we're selling a lot of beef mince, so we're going to buy in a lot of beef mince. And so actually in processors and things like that, kind of stocks of top cuts and things like that are starting to build up a little bit because there's not quite the right balance in terms of the carcass in supermarkets. And lamb, I think the problem with that is that, again, it's quite an important export market. And so where we've seen export demand fall off from the EU, even though beef and lamb can still flow to the EU, some volumes are still flowing as far as I'm aware. We won't get trade data for quite a few weeks yet. Yeah, that's really one about the demand side and lower export demand for our lamb. It's kind of pulled the rug out a little bit from under that market as well. So in terms of prices, we've seen maybe £30 a head come off lambs, whereas the beef price has probably held up an awful lot better.
Oh, what does it mean for our exports?
So I think it just means that we're going to struggle in terms of export demand a little bit. So obviously Paris is on lockdown. France is a really important market for our exports. About a third of our sheep meat gets exported as carcasses, and a lot of that goes to France. And so this is a really important time for demand, as you can imagine. Obviously it's Easter, and also we've got some Muslim festivals as well. And so the question is, what will coronavirus have done to those occasions where you've got large families meeting up, buying roasting joints? And I think we have to kind of prepare for the fact that demand is going to be lower, and especially for lamb and especially for exports, which is why the market reacted quite heavily last week. Having said that, the market kind of readjusted, and it's sort of slightly, ever so slightly coming back. But again, I think we don't really expect the price for really cattle or sheep to go up dramatically, although there's a supply side situation as well. So on the sheep side, we're certainly seeing lower volumes in auction markets, maybe some sellers staying away a little bit because they can't really afford to sell at these low prices. And so the market will, you know, find its new level. Commodity markets always do. But in the meantime, like I said before, from a technical point of view, beef and lamb is still flowing into Europe, but probably at slightly lower levels than it ordinarily would be.
And obviously we've seen in the news, and probably seen for ourselves, consumers stockpiling in supermarkets. How would you say the consumers' change in behaviour is impacting the demand?
So that's quite an interesting one. So again, on lamb, for example, lamb does pretty well. in terms of food service, it's kind of full service restaurants do quite well in lamb. They're kind of that kind of occasion does pretty well for lamb. Obviously, you've got kebabs and things as well too. But in generally speaking, full service restaurants is a good home for lamb outside. And so you wouldn't really expect that to be replaced in terms of retail demand. On the beef side, mince is really important out of the home. You've obviously got large burger chains and things like that, and a lot of beef is sold as mince out of the home. You do get a lot of steak sold as well in restaurants too. So what we're seeing in terms of retail demand is it's really that mince which is being bought by consumers. Partly that's so they can freeze it, and again, partly it's a kind of familiar product. Obviously got a cheaper price point as well. And so a lot of people are buying that kind of product either for storage or for use in the home. The problem with that, of course, is that makes the carcass balance slightly out of whack. So if you're not selling enough top cuts, not enough steaks, that means the whole carcass is slightly devalued because you're selling more of it as mince. And what you don't really want to do is start putting, you know, fillet steaks in a mincing machine. And so the danger is that value of that carcass is going to be slightly degraded as well. And another sort of side issue to this as well is the value of hides is also under pressure too, because you've got tanneries in Europe closing down because of coronavirus, and you've got obviously every car plant in Europe seems to be closed as well. Broadly speaking, that means that value for that product, which is actually quite an important value product, has fallen off as well. And so that's another thing which can affect the price of cattle too. And so, yeah, that kind of change in consumer demand, as in no one's producing buying cars, no one's producing buying leather products, and also people are generally going for mince, this kind of more commodity basic product, are all things that could cause the cattle price to suffer a little bit.
You mentioned earlier a bit about prices and the effect it's having on beef and lamb. What would you predict for the short term, what effect this is going to have on beef and lamb prices?
So I would say, obviously, sheep prices are already lower. I would say they, as supply and demand kind of find a new bit of a balance, I would say that it's unlikely that they're going to recover really strongly, I think. Predicting prices is really hard. It's hard to say the cattle price is going to go up a lot, shall we say that much. There are kind of too many reasons to believe that demand is going to be low.
And what about auction markets in particular?
Yeah, so obviously auction markets are all individual businesses, so each is kind of taking its own view on how to manage their response to coronavirus individually. But some have chosen to close, some have chosen to close and then have subsequently chosen to reopen again. And so, yeah, it's really difficult for them. They're working really hard to make sure that they can keep operating in accordance with the guidelines laid down by the government in terms of 2 metre rules. You know, one of the great things about auction markets is where people get together, and it's a market. It's about price discovery, and it's about people looking at their lambs, for example, and seeing what's selling for what price. And they play a really important role in that sense. But in the case of finished sheep, you know, 50% of finished sheep go through auction markets, and so some of those businesses being forced to reassess how they're operating can be quite disruptive. But like I say, I know they're in good communication with their buyers and sellers to make sure they can operate as normally as possible. But for the time being, for example, breeding sales will have been postponed. So the only animals that should be going through auction markets are those for entry into the food chain. So yeah, really difficult time, really difficult time.
Do you think Easter is going to look different this year from a market perspective?
I'm afraid I do. I do think it's going to be a little bit different. So Easter's kind of a time for families to get together. I think it's a time when I think you see kind of roasting joints being sold, both beef and lamb. I can't help thinking that demand for those kind of more expensive cuts, generally shared by a larger number of people, is going to be lower. And that's going to be true in France. It's going to be true in Europe, the rest of Europe. It's going to be true in the UK this time around. I'd love to be wrong. I hope I'm wrong. But, you know, when you've got people unfortunately losing their jobs and you've got people on lower incomes and a lot more uncertainty, it seems to me that people might be a bit more reluctant to spend a lot of money. But we'll know when we find out.
For the farmers and producers out there who are looking for some support, can you explain where people can go to for more information on markets and prices?
Yeah, I can. So there's kind of two or three places you can do this. If you go to the main HD website, then you'll be met straight away with the coronavirus part of the webpage. And anything that we're kind of putting out, anything we're publicising specifically related to coronavirus is going there. And so you should be able to find that relatively quickly. If you go down to the frequently asked questions, there's a section on what effect is it going to have on the markets, and you'll be able to find that through there. And if you just scroll down that page, we've got sector video updates, we've got articles on the effect on markets directly. If you don't want to go through that page, then you can go to the more usual ones through the marketing prices link. So if you hover over market and prices and then either go down to beef or lamb, and then you've got lamb markets and beef markets under there. So that will give you some all the news articles related to those sectors. And again, you can go through either the market section or the market analysis section. And we're trying to keep that as up to date as we can when we find out things, and we can verify them as well as possible. We're publishing on there, and that's kind of certainly our latest view on what's going on. And it can all be found on the HDB website.
Thank you, Duncan. I think we have covered some great topics there, which I hope that everyone listening has found really useful. To everyone who has tuned in, thank you for your time. We will continue to update the AHGB website and our social media feeds with latest market information, not only on coronavirus and developing situation, but also looking longer term at marketing strategies going forwards. If anyone has any questions or concerns on how coronavirus is affecting their business, we have an AHGB help desk ready to take your questions and seek answers for you. The number is 02476 019 361. We also have business advice and support along with FAQs on the AHGB website, which can be found at ahgb.org.uk/coronavirus. And then finally, there is an email address you can contact, coronavirus.helpdesk@ahgb.org.uk. I hope you found today's podcast useful. There will be more frequent podcasts coming out over the next few weeks, so please keep an eye out for them and don't hesitate to get in touch with your feedback. I'm Sarah Meeson. Thank you for listening.